No, I appreciate the pizza very much.
Glad you enjoyed it.
Whenever you're ready, Coach.
Yep. First off, credit to North Carolina State. I'm a big Coach Keats fan. I think he's done a heck of a job. Really, really, their team's good. You know, I think they're going to be a dangerous team in the NCAA tournament. And you know, as the turnaround they've had from last year to this year, that's not easy to do, and that's a credit to Coach Keats. And he's really good. He's done a great job. They're a very good team. They got great guards, and then, you know, Burns is really good as well too. I thought our guys, you know, they left it all on the floor. We just, you know, kind of the 10-0 run to end the first half and the 10-0 run to end the second half was obviously the difference in the game. You know, we had, we were up 61-60, I think, in two possessions that stand out. Miles Kelly had that wide open three, and I heard Coach Keats when he got that open, it was like, oh, you know, with the word and because we all were like, hey man, that's out of, but you know, just wasn't meant to be, missed it. And then Javon had that layup, which Javon Franklin had the layup on that fast break and missed it, and they came down and scored off of an offensive rebound, and I think they got fouled on that, but they made free throws. And then we had a turnover in a key time against the press break. And we've been really good against teams pressure. But today we had some couple late ones. And, you know, just one of those things. You know, I wanted to win so bad for our guys because, you know, losing stinks. Losing's no fun. And we've just taken, you know, we've taken quite a few on the chin. And, I thought we're going to break through the barrier. It'll be great for our young men and just to maybe change the season around. And we just wasn't able to break through. So hopefully we're going to do it on Wednesday. I played that group in the second half, just, you know, all 20 minutes that second half. And I know it's not easy for those guys not playing because we got players on the bench who didn't get in who are in the second half who are good players. And probably they're more than capable of really helping us. It's just, you know, you just kind of went with that group because that group was just got us the lead and was playing well. And I just, anyone knows me who's followed me coaching, I've always kind of gone when a group's playing well, I just stay with that group for a long time. And that's what happened. And maybe we got a little tired here and there, but that kind of is what it is. So we just got to hang together. And as I told our guys, look, sometimes, you know, what is popular is not always right. And what is right is not always popular. And what the right thing to do is the right thing is to stay together. Can't allow any negativity to get inside. We got to keep competing, got to keep fighting, got to keep practicing hard, and which we've had great practices and our guys have had great energy. And I'm proud of these young guys and these young men, and hopefully I would, you know, get a win here soon for our young men. I really want to have them get back onto a winning flow. So that's that.
Okay.
And I did play Rodney Howard today. The only reason was he was banged up in the Louisville game, and he didn't practice yesterday. He had an Achilles and an ankle issue, and I didn't feel he was 100%. So, you know, that's the reason I didn't put him in. Was because of just for injury base.
Yeah.
Josh, you were up 52-49, and it you kind of touched on it. It seemed like it fell more a little bit. You know, Debo had that turnover, an air ball. I think Cod ball knocked away. Did you sense that, like, just that moment of like, oh, we're so close that? You know,
yeah, I got to go back and watch the film. But yes, Ken. I mean, we had that. That stretch where you know, Kyle got the ball, he had Miles right to his left, and he just should have thrown it to him right there. Miles is wide open. He tried to get too deep in the paint, and Miles was wide open. And then we had was it Debo had the air ball? Was that
or
was it, no Miles? That was, I thought that was a little bit later at 61-60, if I'm not mistaken. I can't remember off the top of my head, but or maybe yeah, Debo. I thought had maybe had. Whatever that stretch is, we got it up. We were still up late, 61-60. And remember that stretch where we had a missed layup, Ken, by Javon, and then that Miles airball, Miles was the top of the key. I think we were up 61-60 at that time. But that one you're talking about, Kyle, he had Miles to his left. And, you know, look, defensively, goodness, you know, I thought defensively did a heck of a job. I mean, Smith and Joyner, how many times you're playing teams with two of the top five scoring guards in the league? Smith's number one, Joyner's number five, and they shot a combined for 10 points. You got to give Morsell credit. He had some tough shots. I thought he hit pro shots. You know, we had a hands in his face. The shots he hit are what NBA guys do. Like, just hands in his face, and he's making them. And then Burns, you know, that is what it is. Him and Ross, has, you know, their front line. If I went into the game and told you Smith and Joyner are going to shoot 3 for 17 and 10 total points, and 1 and 2 for 12 from three, and not win the game, you would think I got six eyeballs. But that's what we did, and we didn't win the game. So it's been one of those incredible years, just remarkable that I just got snake bitten. So yeah, I mean, I would have just. So we did a good job on our game plan on following an execution. It's just, you know, didn't get it done on some other areas. 17 turnovers, too much. But I was really proud of our guys for their defensive effort. Both Joes back there brought me pizza yesterday, so maybe it was that was the reason we didn't, you know, maybe the pizza was bad or something. What was it from? Anthony's?
No. You shot lights out in the first.
You're right. I'm joking. I want to give credit to the pizza. What was it?
Oakwood Pizza Box.
Okay, yeah. So, Oakwood, what's it called?
Oakwood Pizza Box.
No, it was really good pizza. Our guys devoured it pretty quick. I had a couple slices. Our guys devoured it. I'm giving them a hard time. We were. You're right. We did shoot it well. So maybe it was. We need to order more Oakwood pizza.
After you said you couldn't shoot.
Yeah, you're right.
Last year you prognosticated that Carolina was going to do well in the NCAA. I understand you talked to a few Joes and you had some more prognostications for this year. So what do you see in the future?
Well, I mean, look. I mean, I think, you know, for our league. I mean, I think our league's really good. I think we're going to have. You know, again, I know it's still a tad bit early, before, you know, a month away from Selection Sunday or whatever, a month and a week away or something like that. But I think we'll have seven teams possibly in the NCAA tournament. Maybe you sneak in eight, but probably seven is probably the reality of it. And, you know, I think for right now we have teams that can make runs. You know, I think we have the league is probably a little different than what it was last year. You know, you had a couple teams where you had just multiple pros on a couple teams. But I look at North Carolina State as very similar to Miami last year on the run they made. And Miami obviously went to the Elite Eight. They had great guard play that led them to the Elite Eight. North Carolina State's capable of that. I think the big thing with North Carolina State is going to be a lot of it's going to be the matchup that they get in the tournament and obviously their shooting. But they're more than capable of making a deep run in the NCAA tournament. Coach Keats is a really good coach. They're a really good team, and they have great guards. Great guards. And then you throw in DJ Burns, who's good too. I mean, they got a really good basketball team.
The pressure seemed like it bothered you, and I'm sure you were ready for it, but what did you do?
Yeah, no, we spent time on it, obviously worked on it. It's just we scored the first time they pressed us. We got a layup. The second time we would have had a layup, a second one by Javon, and then the third time, we got it to Javon in the middle, and he turned to Debo, and he didn't turn and face all the way. He's taught to catch and turn, you know, downhill to the rim, and he threw it behind Debo instead. If he had turned and just we'd have thrown it, we'd have been up and had an open three in the corner by Lance. So we had a turnover there, and then we had a turnover. And it wasn't a turnover after that. It was a slower – we didn't get the turnover after Javon, the next possession down, we didn't get a shot that we you know, that we really wanted. But credit to North Carolina State.
I realize I'm asking you a question about officiating after a game where you took six free throws. But in general, does it feel like they're letting you guys play more? In the league.
Yeah, well, look, in general, and I've said this before, just in general, you know, I have great respect for, you know, Brian Kersey and all the officials in this league. I know it's not an easy job. I think that we all of us coaches want it to be the unattainable goal to be perfect, but you know that's not going to happen because of you're still dealing with human beings, and there's not going to there's going to be mistakes made along the way. So that's just normal. But I said this, and I actually said this in the article. I think it was Luke DeCock who wrote the article, Moose, and I said this. I said, you know, what's interesting is I do think in college basketball, men's college basketball, of any sport league, whether it's pros of any different sport, pros, college, high school, but in men's college basketball, I think officiating has more ability to influence, and this isn't anything negative, or it's just the reality of coaches, players, teams, fortunes, because there's so many 50-50 calls. And the officials are trying to get it right, but there's so many just things, and it can literally change a season, change a team, change coaches or a player's fortune. I mean, there's just so many things. They have so much influence and power. When I say power, meaning because of their ability to, you know, there's so many, the game's so fast, there's so many 50-50 calls, and our officials are doing everything they can to make the right call. But, you know, unfortunately, there's many times there's going to be mistakes made. That's just part of it. But, you know, we have to be able to just continue to get better and be able to play through that. But, they asked me, Luke DeCock asked me when I was, you know, how do you change? I said, you know, in the NBA, you know, it's only 30 teams, and they have, and that's all they do for a living is the officials. You know, in college, you have so many different conferences. There's 60 some odd Division I teams, multiple officiating coordinators. So it's not a centralized location. It's not practical. And so that's what makes it probably, you know, it's just a different deal. But I have nothing but tremendous respect for Brian Kersey and tremendous respect for our officials in this league. I think we got the best of the best officials of any conferences in this league.
Ken, you got one more and we'll wrap up.
Yeah. As you mentioned, play pretty well through most of the game. Do you start to feel like what do we have to do to get one here?
I mean, I really want to win for our guys. I mean, it's, you know, I really want to win bad for our young men. And I want to win bad for, you know, for the fans. I want to win bad for my bosses. You know, I just, most importantly, I want to win for the guys. I want them to be able to break through that barrier. And so, you know, we got to get back at it. No woe is me. No, we can't feel sorry for ourselves. We just got to get back at it. Have great practice Monday and Tuesday. And try to have a chance to win a game on Wednesday against a good Notre Dame team.